Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Carl, thank you very much indeed for that. If you've just joined us, you're very welcome indeed to the programme. And as we've been hearing throughout the programme, and you heard it there in the news headlines as well, a 16-year-old boy has been arrested after Father Paul Murphy, the chaplain at Renmore Army Barracks in Galway City, was stabbed last night. And Gardaí are investigating it as a suspected terrorist incident, they say. Army sentries have been widely praised for saving Father Murphy's life after firing several warning shots and subduing the attacker during the attack last night. For more detail on what happened to Father Murphy, I'm joined now by Commandant Conor King, the General Secretary of RACO, the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers. Commandant King, you're very welcome to the programme.
Cormac, how are you?
What happened last night? What's your understanding of what happened to during the attack?
Having spoken to colleagues and having obviously followed the news reports, it's quite clear that Father Murphy, the chaplain to Dooney Vuilisa, Renmore Barracks, was returning to his place of residence within the barracks late yesterday evening at around 10:45 p.m. And as is normal, you approach the gate and you wait for the sentry to open the gate and to identify yourself. And as he was waiting for the barrier to go up, he was approached by an assailant who was, it appears, armed with some sort of a long-bladed knife and was stabbed on a number of occasions. Having initiated the contact, the person tried to open the door, and I believe Father Murphy was able to drive into the barracks past the sentry, whereupon the remainder of the guard reacted extremely swiftly and managed to control the situation through a mixture of the graduated use of force protocols that we're all trained on.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a second. So Father Murphy had just opened the window to alert the sentries to let him in and open the barriers. That's when and how the attack happened, you say.
Yes.
It was dark, was it?
It would have been dark at 10:45, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so as you're approaching the gate, you'll always open the window, just even to hail someone and produce identification when asked.
Mm-hmm. And he was wearing civilian clothes, not clothes that a priest would normally wear, is that correct?
Exactly. Okay. Neither priestly vestments or uniform, civilian attire, yeah.
Okay. So you were saying, Conor, that there's a certain protocol that soldiers follow when something like this happens. So what is it? What happened exactly then?
So every soldier who is doing regimental duty around the country right now as we speak has been briefed this morning when they took over in relation to the graduated use of force protocols. And they're quite simple but very important. They talk about you must be justified in using use of force. It must be for preventative measures. You must only use a minimum force to achieve your aim or achieve the mission. And in relation to what would have happened yesterday, there was a kind of a graduation of firing warning shots to which is what happened on this occasion. I believe there were five rounds discharged. After that, there will be containing shots if the assailant or the person isn't complying with the instructions. And lastly, firing of ball ammunition to hit, which is either low to actually to disarm or to stop somebody, or in the ultimate situation, to kill or incapacitate.
And what happened? What stage? Were there warning, containment and hit shots fired last night?
No, just warning shots were fired in the air, and that was enough to startle the assailant so much that they dropped their weapon and they were immediately overpowered by the guard. Once the Gardaí had been alerted and arrived very quickly, they were handed over to an Garda Síochána.
How many soldiers were on sentry duty, do you know?
Generally, you'll have a guard of about one officer, an NCO, and probably about six private soldiers. It can vary, but that would be the general.
They saved lives last night, then.
Not only the life of the Padre, Paul Murphy, but also the life of the assailant, because it's quite conceivable that in another situation, at another time and another place, we could be looking at two casualties here. And thankfully we have none. So I think we really need to commend the sentries in their training and their quick reactions. And they also rendered life-saving and intervention in terms of first aid as well to Father Murphy.
I'm sure perhaps yourself or certainly Army colleagues have been in touch with Father Murphy as he's recovering, I think, in hospital at the moment. awaiting further treatment, I think. How is he, do you know?
I've spoken to a couple of colleagues who have been to see him, and at the time he was awaiting surgery, but spirits were very good. In fact, I actually saw a post on social media that he put up himself saying that he was in good spirits, and then he said, I think his words were, all would be well. So that's very very heartening to people who know and hold him in such high regard. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it doesn't dissipate the shock of this barbarous and cowardly assault.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the soldiers are shocked.
I'm sure they are, yeah. But at the same time, they're trained for these eventualities, both at home and overseas. And when you are trained well enough and you react to your training, I suppose in a certain ironic way, it's quite gratifying to see that the training actually works and that they were able to employ it to such good effect.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell listeners, Conor, how important the chaplaincy service is within the Defence Forces? It's without the chain of command, isn't it? But it's hugely important in the Army.
Exactly. You know, members of the chaplaincy service are members of the Defence Forces. They're members of Ogling Mahearn. They wear a uniform, but obviously they are priests as well. And they're responsible for not only religious ministry, but also spiritual, moral welfare for all members of the Defence Forces. They cooperate with commanding officers, but outside of the chain of command. And they look after basically the social and recreational welfare of people in the Defence Forces, both at home and overseas. They travel overseas very frequently because, you know, there aren't that many of them. There's currently 15 chaplains in the Defence Force to cover all of our members. And, you know, they're unarmed and they provide a counselling service, which is confidential and, as you say, outside of the chain of command.
Mm-hmm. The Gardaí, Conor, are saying that this youth was radicalised and may have talked about the Defence Force's mission in Mali. Do you know of anything further in that regard?
I don't really. I'm just following from the media reports. I suppose the Gardaí are going to follow every line of inquiry as they rightly should. And it wouldn't really be for me to speculate on the reasons why this attack occurred. Mm-hmm. However, I think we're confident that the Gardaí will get to the bottom of it.
Okay, let's hope so, and quickly as well. Send our best wishes to all involved in that life-saving attack and defence that happened yesterday at Renmore Barracks in Galway. Conor King, General Secretary of RACO, thank you very much indeed.